The Work Wives, written by Rachel Johns and read by Elizabeth Brennan.
Deb didn't know who was more nervous as she turned into the car park at Smythe's Ladies College, her daughter or herself. Even though changing schools had been Ramona's choice this time, it was always nerve-wracking starting at a new place, trying to make new friends, getting to know new teachers.
"What are you doing?" shrieked Ramona.
Clearly, Deb wasn't the only one on edge. "What does it look like I'm doing?"
"No, no, no!"
Ramona pointed ahead to where a row of SUVs that looked like they were fresh from the car dealership were cruising through the Kiss and Drive.
"Drop me off there."
"But I thought I'd come in with you, help you find the right classroom."
"Mom!"
Ramona groaned and rolled her eyes as if Deb had just suggested she wear a clown costume to school.
"I'm not in kindergarten. I don't need you to hold my hand anymore."
"I know, but..." Trying not to show her hurt, Deb looked anxiously towards the school's vast entrance. Surrounded by immaculate gardens, the main building, with its sandstone walls, steep sloping roofs and arched windows, looked like something out of Harry Potter. A stark difference from the local Catholic high Ramona used to go to. What if she got lost?
"Mum, please," Ramona implored. "I'll be fine."
"Okay, if you're sure." As Deb relented and slowed her ancient Toyota Corolla in the Kiss and Drive, Ramona pulled down the visor and checked herself one last time in the mirror. Officially, makeup was forbidden at school, but when Deb had called her out for wearing foundation, blush, mascara, and tinted lipstick, Ramona had told her to take a chill pill, that everyone did it, and it was hardly visible anyway. Deb hoped she was right, because the last thing either of them wanted was Ramona getting in trouble on her first day. Until this summer, she'd never even bothered with makeup. "Let me stop the car before you get out," Deb said, as Ramona reached for the door. Having to call an ambulance on your first day would not for a good start make. She was trying to be funny, but Ramona didn't laugh. "Thanks for the ride," she said, grabbing her bag from the floor and opening the door in one fell swoop.
"Forgotten something?" Deb called. "What?"
Deb leaned towards the passenger side and tapped her cheek. Ramona shook her head.
"Sorry, no time. Wouldn't want to be late."
Deb jolted as the door slammed and the sound reverberated around the cabin. She watched as Ramona hitched her brand spanking new SLC school bag up her shoulder and joined the hordes of girls, all dressed identically in the uniform of blue plaid summer pinafore, white short sleeve shirts underneath and black shoes with white socks, swarming up the steps. What had happened to her little girl this summer? Makeup, slamming car doors, no kisses? It was like someone had snatched her sweet daughter and replaced her with a stranger. She jolted as a horn sounded behind her and glanced in her rearview mirror to see a long line of fancy cars waiting to pull in behind her. Blinking back stupid tears, Deb pulled out of the school grounds and rejoined the morning rush hour traffic. It went against every bone in her body to leave her precious daughter alone on her first day, which was why she'd offered to take her. She didn't normally drive to work, but thought Ramona would appreciate not having to navigate public transport. Apparently not. Her car came almost to a standstill in the traffic on New South.